Last week saw the opening of a new exhibition at Prague Castle, Ružena, the story of a painter, focusing on the life and work of the remarkable early 20th century Czech artist Ružena Zátková, forgotten for years in her homeland. Born to a well-to-do South Bohemian family in 1885, she, along with her sister, most unusually for the period, was encouraged by her parents to develop talents in the arts, and she pursued these in earnest in both painting and music after the family moved to Prague. Alena Pomaislova is the curator of the show, which represents a decade of research and study. She told me more about the painter's life and work.
Ružena Zátková was born in a respected South Bohemian family. Her mother was a pianist, and the whole family wanted her children to study music, arts and languages. So it was very, I can say, different from normal education of girls. Ružena studied mostly after the family moved to Prague in 1901. She studied piano and harmony by composer Vítězslav Novák and painting in a private school of Antonín Slavíček. Here in Prague, she was both pianist, she had some concert on piano, and she started to exhibit in Prague too, but she was not decided what to do.
After her studies, Zátková tried to break through onto the Prague scene, but was less than successful. Her early painting was traditional and failed to impress.
The early works were based on Impressionism, and they were traditional painting, nothing modern, nothing new.
The turning point, though, in Zátková's life and career as an artist really came after her marriage in 1910 to a Russian diplomat based in Rome, who opened up a world of connections. Moving to Italy, Ružena Zátková befriended artists in Milan and Rome at the center of the Futurist movement, including its leader, Filippo Tommaso Marinetti. As a result, she has been called the lone Czech Futurist, although the term is less than accurate. Alena Pomaislova explains.
In the beginning of the first decade, she knew Futurist in Rome. It was Giacomo Balla, Filippo Tommaso Marinetti, Umberto Boccioni. She learned from them a new conception of art based on abstraction, using some materials and searching dynamism and inner energies of the objects.
The Futurists celebrated everything that was modern, the machine industry.
Yes, it's true, but Ružena Zátková didn't continue in this direction because she was mostly oriented to nature, and she used the futurist dynamism, but not as a sign of civilization, but in nature.
Did this put her in any way at odds with the futurists in Italy, or did it create an interesting, say, dialogue between her work and others?
Yes, because she met in Italy the Russian artist too. It was a circle of Diaghilev, Russian ballet, Leon Bakst, Igor Stravinsky, Sergei Prokofiev, Natalia Goncharova, Mikhail Larionov, and she learned from them another type of art, abstraction and Russian folk art, some type of immobility and stability that contrasted with the futurist dynamism. One part was futurism and one part was decorativism of Russian folk art.
The exhibition at Prague Castle's Imperial Stables captures key moments in the artist's life through letters and photography, as well as original sketches, drawings, abstract paintings, and kinetic works, mostly from private collections in Italy, Great Britain, and the U.S. Sadly, much of Zátková's most fascinating work was lost, including a dynamic sculpture called Pile Driver, which was luckily recreated as a beautiful 3D copy especially for the Prague show, using the latest in computer technology. It is a piece that captures the frozen rhythm and dynamic of the machine and modern industry so celebrated by the futurists. Curator Alena Pomaislava told me more about the copy and the original piece.
She wanted to express movement and sounds of the machine. First, she made a picture and she refused to continue this way, and she decided to make a construction. She used glass, metal, wood and leather. The construction was 1 meter high, and it was something very different from her previous art and from the art made in Bohemia. It was made in 1916. It was made from different material which didn't last, so the construction was lost, and we made a reconstruction. A Czech sculptor, Michal Gabriel, made a reconstruction in computer, in three-dimensional reconstruction.
Another notable work in the exhibition is called Water Made of Mixed Media, forming both a painting and a kinetic sculpture. It aims at capturing the ephemeral, scintillating quality of liquid.
We are standing at the so-called luminous painting made in the beginning of the 20s. It is another experimental work. It is made from different materials too. The most important moment here, it is that it has a kinetic element. You can see the circle here, which is possible to move it, and in this part you can see the optic effects of the painting.
In Italy, Ruzhina Zadkova kept only a few ties with her Czech homeland, and in a different milieu explored vastly different directions compared to some of her Czech contemporaries. Sadly, suffering from ill health, battling tuberculosis, she at times had to sidetrack her work in favor of convalescence, although she was happiest when she was working. Tragically, after exhibiting successfully in Italy and ahead of a planned Prague show, she suddenly died. Alena Pomaislava again.
She died very soon in 1923, before she wanted to prepare an exhibition in 1923 in Prague and then in Berlin, but she died, so nobody knows her. She had always problems with her health, and always when she worked, she didn't think of her health.
Paradoxically, had Zadkova's Prague exhibition gone ahead at that time, there is little chance, Mrs. Pomaislava believes, that it would have gone over well. Far greater was the likelihood the work would have been underappreciated or misunderstood.
For example, her sister wrote that she cannot understand her art, that it is something different. For example, abstraction, only some circles and shapes, and it is not the art she wanted to do. So I think with the orientation to a cubist representation, it would be not successful in Prague in that period.
Ruzhina, the story of a painter, offers a fascinating glimpse into the life, aspirations and triumphs of a forgotten artist, a story which Alena Pomaislava says unravels like a good detective mystery. At least that's how she described her research, which lasted a decade. The show continues at Prague Castle's Imperial Stables until July 31st.